I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It is Christmas time, dear listener, and that means there are plenty of Christmas deals going on over at iZotope and Native Instruments. If you're recording at home or if you want to get into home recording, then there's no better way to do it. Guitar nerds have been using Native Instruments and iZotope plugins for everything from guitar tones to synths to podcast editing to mastering. Their plugins are top notch. They're doing mega bundles for their Ozone and Neutron editing suite, along with their RX Audio Repair and Guitar Rig 7, which is very good. Plus, they're even doing a Christmas freebie. Visit native-instruments.com to download a free copy of Glaze, a nice little vocal instrument for your new Christmas record. Matt.
Joe.
It's the last podcast in season 4. So, you know, I've been putting together the best dad joke that I've been sent by a listener. I'm pulling that one out for tonight.
All right, let's hear it.
This one's from Peter Pesci. Why is a tweed baseman the best Christmas gift?
Why?
Because it has a knob to add more presents. Dear listener, hello and welcome to the Guitar Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Branton, joined this week by Matt Knight.
Hello, Joe. That joke, although terrible, was the most relevant joke I think we've had this entire year.
Exactly. Topical. We got a topical dad joke to finish the season. And that's right, dear listener. It's the end of season 4, the last episode in season 4, our 10th year, the 10th year of the Guitar Nerds Podcast. Of course, we've still got Gear of the Year to go, and there's potentially a live stream, but time is incredibly tight now, so we'll see.
But
46 episodes, a couple of specials and things like that. Normally we hit 50, to be honest, but maybe it was a short year. I don't know. No, obviously.
Leap year.
Exactly.
Unleap year. Blame it on the universe.
Yeah, we'll blame it on the universe. But dear listener, before we start proceedings today, Matt and I would just, you know, as it's the last episode of the season, we'd like to thank you all from the bottom of our hearts for, you know, continuing to listen all these years. The community on Facebook and Patreon and Instagram, you're always a real gaggle of absolutely wonderful folks, and I'm very grateful to be a part of the community. Matt, JD, probably Philip, and I will be back next year for season 5. And of course, Gear of the Year is going to continue. We're recording on the 18th and the 19th, so Gear of the Year will be out shortly after that.
Can't believe it.
Yeah.
Our 10th Gear of the Year, maybe.
I think our first one was like 2013, 15. I forget. I really should know these things, but I don't have a very good memory. And
I think also we just didn't really keep track of many things early on, did we? And then when things sort of changed, we sort of still didn't keep track of anything.
Exactly. But we are, Matt and I are preparing for Gear of the Year at the moment. Just before we recorded, we've been shortlisting everything. Dear listener, if you're new, if you've not heard of Guitar Nerd's Gear of the Year before, at the end of every year, Matt and I and a couple of guests, it will be Blake Weiland from the Tone Mob and Philip Carter from 40 Watt Podcast. This year, we get together and we argue about what is the best guitar, the best amplifier, and the best effects pedal brought out this year. We'll argue that across probably 4 to 5 hours of podcasting. There'll be a crown for each of those, and an overall winner will be crowned as well. So that's great. It's always fun to argue with the guys. The gloves always come off. So we'll have that. That will be occurring soon. And And so I think this episode, for the finale, Matt and I are going to take a look back at some of the gear that's been released this year. We've got an incredible master list of things that have been released. But also, and we always love this, Reverb.com have put out their list of bestsellers, both pre-owned and products sold new. They've done that for their guitars and effects category, not for their amps category. And I guess that maybe is testament to how few amplifiers are being sold anymore.
It is amazing. I think I texted the other day. I mean, I've been, you know, everyone's always got a few bits of gear in their Reverb watch list, and so many of them are just becoming crazy cheap.
Yeah.
It's mad. I'm looking at this, and I've owned a few of these Dr. Z amps, absolutely superb. Maz 18 combo, Reverb combo was $12.95, now $7.99.
$7.99%
price drop. I mean, that is just so cheap.
£800 for a Dr. Z.
I know. It's just basically, people aren't buying valve amps anymore. It seemingly seems that, we were talking, about Gear of the Year and amps, and we're like, wow, there's a lot less amps launched this year.
Yeah,
it's really, the tides are a changing.
They are indeed. I mean, it was very handy to have Philip Carter on board because he's such an amp fan that he hunted down all of the amplifiers that were released this year. So at least we had a decent list of about 20. Now, if you want to check out this list, dear listener, I have posted it on the Guitar Nerds Facebook group, the Guitar Nerds group on Facebook, and I have posted it on Patreon as well, patreon.com/guitar nerds. So you can check the list out there. I'll remind people of it soon. Add anything that you want, although right now, we think we've boiled it down to a shortlist of about 10 or 11 products for each category that will go into Gear of the Year. But yeah, just on the amplifier category, Matt, even right at the end of the year, and probably one of the products we will end up talking about on Gear of the Year, Boss have only released the IR2.
Yeah, I think we're sort of saying amp/amp modeler because, that seems to be the way that everyone is going. And I mean, IR2's been, it's been a runaway hit. I think it sort of hits the perfect balance of loads of features, loads of new features, even for a Boss Compact, and the right price. Mm-hmm. And just seems to be a runaway hit. And it sounds wicked, I think, for any pedal board. I mean, interestingly, just for the listeners, I've moved house, which is exactly what I did last year during Gear of the Year, and I'm not hopefully going to do it next year. But basically, I haven't got an office to work in, so I've packed everything away. It's all in boxes. All my cabs and stuff are out in the garage. Bought a dehumidifier to keep everything sort of climate controlled in there. So I'm now down to Wazer Airs for the foreseeable future. So once I dig out a few bits, I'm going to dig out my BCB and put an IR2 on that, and that's going to be my portable little rig, I think. So I can use a few pedals as well, because want to have a few pedals to play around with.
Yeah. I mean, even on the in the comments section on Facebook, when I put out a post about Gear of the Year to all the listeners saying, what stuff do you think's cool and important?
Mm.
And it was funny to see comments of people saying, what about the Fender FR10 and FR12? It's not an exciting product, but it's a cab that will work with all the preamp pedals out there. You obviously don't have to use it with the ToneMaster Pro. You use it with anything, but it actually looks nice, you know, and that's the problem that Helix had, the problem that I think Headrush did. One, loads of companies have done powered speakers, but they always make them wedge-shaped or something silly. No one actually makes them look like an amplifier. And I think no one wants to get rid of the look of an amplifier.
Well, that's
people
the thing,
have just
isn't
found
it?
That preamps are more convenient.
People want to still, I think that's the thing. You know, I've talked to a lot of people who have switched to Quad Cortex or modelers, and actually, you know, the general vibe is you still want to move a bit of air on stage. You know, it's like the sound is great, but you still want to feel something. And I think, yeah, you can go the route of a kind of really generic, really sort of utilitarian looking thing, but actually, you want the vibe of still. That's why people have, you know, 12 4x12s on stage, even if they're all empty, because you just, you want that look, you want that feel.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's a, it is a dead boring product, but it's useful and potentially, you know, needed by a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, I think there's been some great stuff this year. It's going to be really interesting to sort of go through. I think Gear of the Year is always good for us because it also allows us to remember what happened in January and February. Because I don't know about you, Joe, but this year is like flown by, and I'm
absolutely
sort of like
flown
in
by.
December and gone. I can't. Wait, what actually happened this year?
I can't keep up this year. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, this year has felt strange and difficult, as that's how I would probably sum up this year.
Yeah.
So it's good to always round things up. And just kind of go, oh yeah, this was launched and we didn't talk about that. And, you know, we said even in the last few episodes, just to, you know, there's probably like a pedal launched every single day, you know, and it's just like, you can't even get around to trying all of that stuff. And brands, you know, especially brands like even Chase Bliss now, where they're going direct, it's not as easy to get your hands on stuff. So, you know, again, Gear of the Year is going to be that mixture of, you know, what we liked, what we liked the look of, what the, and also taking into account the audience reaction on a lot of stuff, as well as our own experiences on gear as well.
That's it. Like, well, even, you know, putting together the top 10 for Gear of the Year, you know, Philip Carter was arguing that, you know, we're not going to talk about the full top 10 because this is Gear of the Year subject, but Philip Carter was arguing that the Cloudburst, the Strymon Cloudburst, was not an exciting enough pedal to be in the top 10. But
it's
problematically,
so interesting,
isn't it? It's the best-selling effects pedal on Reverb this year. So there's no way we can't talk about it.
But,
you know, there's things like that, isn't it? You've got to balance what's popular with what's good and innovative. You know, we'll talk about the Frankenstein, the EVH Frankenstein, which, you know, certainly has not been popular. Like, it's a great guitar, but I mean, they haven't sold loads because they didn't make loads. So, but it's still an exciting, incredible thing that's not been made before by a big brand. We'll definitely talk about it. So Gear of the Year will always have that balance, won't it, of innovation and popularity.
Absolutely. Well, and then what we like, and then screw everyone else, because, you know, everyone else made a green Jazzmaster, and we would have definitely made a bubblegum pink Strat, which, funny enough, I saw that it's now, that has been a limited edition UK release. They've done a bubblegum pink Ultra Strat, I think. I've seen pop up in a Fender Ultra Strat and bubblegum pink I've seen pop up in a few shops.
Well, I mean, so, you know, it's not just Fender and vintage doing that sort of thing. The affordable Manson guitars, the Junior that you sent over to me, Matt, earlier, the single humbucker in the bridge, bubblegum pink Blackguard.
Great looking guitar. I mean, you know, if you're a fan of our, you know, dear friend Mikey Demas, you know, certainly got those kind of vibes. But they are, that's definitely a killer news story for me in the last couple of weeks, these Manson guitar works. So Manson, the guitar store, is closed. Manson Guitar Works continues and is now part-owned or fully owned by Matt Bellamy.
Yeah.
Muse. And, yeah, these Juniors are UK-built single humbucker guitars, probably, you know, trying to gain a little bit of airtime from Trent, you know, which to me has been the runaway guitar brand of of the year, certainly from a UK perspective.
I can't believe how, you know, the fact that there's a trend on JHS all of a sudden, you know, it's those guitars are everywhere. But yeah, these Manson Junior models that they're making, the finishes are fantastic. I mean, you want to make a statement. The finish options are limited to open pore neon green, Miami blue, neon pink, dry satin black, and vivid mustard yellow. What a colour palette.
I know. Well, you know, why not? I think it seems to be the trend, I think, at the moment for guitars. You know, I still think pink is becoming a growing trend, and I still think that it's down to us. 100%.
Yes. Yeah, it probably is. Now, dear listener, before we carry on and we talk about a bunch of new things that have come out this year, I need to let you know that we are running a bit of a giveaway over on Instagram. We've teamed up with Music Nomad, who have been kindly sponsoring the podcast for the last half a year or so. And Music Nomad are giving away one of their Keep It Simple setup kits, which is a great toolkit that includes like a box set of Allen key or Allen wrenches to the Americans, and another sort of screwdriver and screwdriver tip kit. And then there's a complete setup kit in there with a setup guide, all the files, all the measuring tools that you need, and some great information on how to perfectly set up your guitar, like a literal step-by-step guide and every tool that you need to do it. It's fantastic. I think the kits are like £250 for the whole thing. And so we're giving that away along with a Guitar Nerds tote bag and a Guitar Nerds Bright Onion Unlatched Kill Switch mini pedal. We're giving those things all away. And all you've got to do, and maybe I made this a little bit too hard because I really didn't have that many entries for the first few hours. we've had, actually, it was put together by Mike Venart, for us, just because he's in a relationship with Jessica Jumpers, who designs all the Guitar Nerds logo. So he came up with this idea for the Guitar Nerds logo. Each letter is in the font of a different guitar brand, and you've got to tell me what each of those brands is.
I like it. I think it's a good challenge. I mean, we could have done name a famous orange distortion pedal, but that's no fun. Christmas, why don't you have a bit of a quiz?
Exactly. It is a bit of a quiz. So so head over onto our Instagram, Guitar Nerds on Instagram, and enter to win all that stuff, dear listener. It's open worldwide, and I'll close the proceedings after Christmas, so you've got plenty of time to do that.
Lovely stuff.
Now, let's dig into things. Let's talk about some new things that have come out. Shall we have a look at these reverb lists, Matt?
We should. So I guess for anyone not aware, or maybe a new listener or new to guitar, so Reverb, the sort of huge online selling platform worldwide, every year publish a list of their best-selling products, both new products, so products sold as new, not necessarily new this year, and also best overall selling products and best sort of used kind of products. And it's been a very interesting one this year because for long-term listeners might remember that last year the Microcosm was a 2 year in a row top seller for Reverb. But as we'll find out, maybe not the case this year. So Joe, where do you want to start?
Well, as you've started with effects, why not? Why don't we start with effects pedals?
Let's do it.
Straight off the bat then, the best-selling pedals released in 2023. That's how they've done the effects pedals, and they release their top 10. So I'll go, you know, I'll go in ascending order. In at number 10, the Electro Harmonix. Good to see them in there. They're in here a couple of times this year. Electro Harmonix, Walking on the Moon, Andy Summers signature pedal.
I didn't even remember this was a thing.
No, but it is very cool because it's you know, it's an Electro-Harmonix big old box flanger filter thing. It's unusual, it's cool, it's retro. People aren't caring so much about pedal board real estate anymore because everyone has massive pedal boards, so you can treat yourself to something cool and different. Plus this pedal looks amazing. It's kind of what Electro-Harmonix do best.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind, you know, that is the sound, you know, if you want to play Walking on the Moon, which lots of people do, it is that pedal. And you know, then you can get it with Andy Summers' signature on it.
And it's filthily cheap. It's like 130 quid.
Yeah, very cool. I think it looks kind of cool. I think
it looks amazing.
It would have been great if they'd have reissued it in the big box, but I think probably not economical to do that. But interesting to see that at number 10.
Yeah, exactly. A very cool pedal. In at number 9, I am not surprised at this because I know the people at Peterson and they were telling me how ridiculous the demand for these has been. The Peterson Strobo Stomp Mini. So that is a Peterson strobe tuner in a smaller format with top-mounted jazz jacks. So it will fit more neatly onto a pedal board. And I mean, the screen is still colossal. There are so many different ways that you can set it up to tune that's, you know, that is the way you want it, dear listener. There's no clearer a tuner out there, you know.
Yeah, do you know, it's interesting because this is not the only tuner pedal launched this year. Obviously, we've seen the Walrus Canvas, and I'm surprised that I don't think we're seeing it on this list.
Which it's not on this list, no. But I think popular. The Peterson Strobo Stomp Mini came out about 6 months ago, so it's got a little while on the camera.
Well, you say that, Joe, but at number 8 is the Wampler Germanium Tumnus, which came out last week.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I saw that it was selling for like 500 or 600 quid when they're in.
Well,
there's none available now. I think they're
limited
edition.
None
on Reverb right now. But I saw that there was a couple going for like 600 quid. I'm like, people, come on. you know, Brian's great. The Tumnus is an awesome pedal, and great to for him to do it in the Germanium.
A Germanium version of that pedal is just, you know, it's going to be.
Yeah, I didn't actually even realize it was limited, but yeah, it's just one of those things that it's just crazy. I tell you what's interesting, actually, just before we move on to the next one.
Yeah,
One of the things that isn't on this list is the JHS Nauticlon, because they actually sold that direct,
right?
And there was a video from JHS reckoning it sold 20,000. I mean, not surprising at $99, but do bear that in mind, because a few people might be like, "Oh, but this looked really popular," and this launch, you know, Chase Bliss, Lossy, for example, they because they all sell direct, they don't sell on Reverb, or they don't sell to dealers that then sell on Reverb. They don't necessarily appear on this list. But yeah. Interesting that Wampler Germanium Tumnus was only out for a week. It was limited and it sold out straight away. So, which I guess is a similar story to number 7.
Since 2010, Music Nomad Equipment Care has been making premium and innovative guitar care products used and trusted every day by top guitar repair shops, guitar makers, and touring techs in over 50 countries. Pro quality but affordable, Music Nomad is also the go-to for countless guitar players around the globe to help their guitars look, sound, and play their best. After 2 years of research and development, and in collaboration with top guitar repair shops, Music Nomad developed in 2021, the Keep It Simple Setup, aka KISS. And now thousands of guitar players, from beginners to pros, have learned how to set up their own guitar. They demystified the guitar setup process by developing innovative precision gauges and tools, combined with step-by-step general guidelines anyone can follow, and set up their guitar to play and sound great. With their KISS method and their gauges, you can check the vital areas of your guitar and use their toolkits to perform your own setups. They have a 24-page instructional booklet available in 7 languages, downloadable for free, and many how-to videos, both by setup tasks as well as many complete setup video tutorials for popular brands such as Fender, Gibson, Taylor, PRS, and more. Not only is it fun, but a properly set up guitar takes your playing and sound to a whole new level. Learn more at musicnomadcare.com. Their website has a very cool setup hub section where you can find everything you need to know so you can start setting up your guitar properly. Follow them on social media at musicnomadcare. Kiss your guitar with Music Nomad's Keep It Simple setup. Yes, exactly. In at number 7, the Fender Shields Blender. Of course this was going to get into this list. Such a variance. I'm seeing prices on Reverb varying from £216 to £437.
Well, yeah. It's interesting because obviously they sort of made the limited one. And then almost straight away, they were like, oh, and here's a standard one. And then those ones also sold out, even though they're not limited. Yeah. They obviously couldn't make enough. And then those ones are going for sort of crazy money as well. So, yeah, very, very cool
very
pedal.
Very cool pedal. Very cool. I have too many other octave fuzzes.
I think this is the interesting thing for me, having moved house and everything being in a box, because once I've got my sort of office space and everything set up, it's going to be interesting to kind of get everything out and go, I'm really thinking next year, Joe, it's going to be, I love having loads of pedals, but I'm thinking maybe I should, cull a few things, put it towards something else. Don't know.
Well, that's what Matt, I'm feeling. I redid my pedal board this week.
Right. Okay.
A new setup on the pedal board on a Pedal Train Novo 24.
Yes.
A Helix LT,
okay,
Thorpe Effects Fat General, and a Boss TU3 W.
Is that and that's it? I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah,
it's a guitar and bass.
Yeah, yes, actually, yeah. I was just like, oh, I tell you what, I'm just going through. I know I go through the phases, dear listener, but I'm really going through it is nice to have everything at my fingertips on the Helix and the amount of switches that I have and being able to have the guitar and the bass, sort of all my patches there on the same thing. It's very nice. And certainly I'm a big fan of some of the new pedals and amp models that they've rolled out.
Right.
So I'm not actually using the amp models live, obviously. It's just going straight into my guitar amp.
Right.
But one of the pedals that they put on the last update was a model of the the Noble preamp. So they're calling it the Regal preamp.
I like the fact that you're using basically, I know obviously they're expensive, but you're using a Helix LT as a DI effectively. You're modeling using it straight in and you're modeling a DI. It's just,
I am, but that DI is £1,800.
That is very true. That is very true. Actually, as a small digression, I actually, just before we moved, 2 days before I packed everything away, I got an HX. The HX1 arrived.
Yes.
So we'll definitely
you gonna
be
sell your
about,
H9 then?
I think I am. And we'll talk about that a little bit more at Gear of the Year. But it's a great pedal. It really, really is. And there's a lot of great advantages over the H9. I definitely think the H9 wins out in some places.
Right, I see.
But I've got to say, for £249, I don't know why people were moaning. It's brilliant. And if you want more, you want to use more than one effect, just buy a stomp.
Yeah.
Just buy a stomp. Yeah. So it'll be good to talk about that in Gear of the Year anyway.
Yes, yeah, we certainly will. Well, I've been getting some real sort of death threats about if we should let the HX1 win. A lot of people are unhappy that it is the same product in a different box, and I'm really excited about it, but
I don't know. We'll see. We won't talk about it anymore for now, but yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I promise nothing. In at number 6 then, on the Reverb list for best new pedals in released in 2023, Keely are always in. It's lovely to see them there because, he's a lovely man and it's a great company.
Indeed.
It is the Keely, the Andy Timmons Signature Overdrive. The Super AT mod.
Based on the sort of classic blues driver circuit, this is the modded Andy Timmons version and limited to just 1,000 pieces worldwide. a serious amount of which were obviously sold on Reverb. So
yes, yeah, I guess that's the thing with limited edition stuff, isn't it? People do buy it in a short space of time, which almost gives it an overinflated position in this list.
Well, they do say that they, in this list, they will withhold products that were exclusive to Reverb, and they do want to note a number of popular exclusives and launches we partners with this year. So some of the Reverb exclusives were the Blacked Out series from various manufacturers, the Shields Blended Limited Edition, Eventide's H90 Harmonizer, Disaster Transport Delay Legacy Reissue, and Friedman's IRX Dual Tube Preamp, as well as Alex Lifeson's Lysa X Bitor, X Bitor. Yeah. So they are excluded from this list, although they were popular and essentially popular exclusives or launches that Reverb partnered with this year. Right. Should we do the top five then, Joe? Where are we at the top five?
Yeah, let's do the top five. In at number five, Matt, this is terrible. A pedal I've never heard of.
I can only agree. I have no idea.
Never wasn't aware of the launch of this, the significance of this. Clearly, people have been very excited about it, and it has just passed me by. I'm talking about the Karma ODR 10.
Yeah, so this is a clone from Tim Pierce's legend on YouTube, Tim Pierce's Nobles ODR.
I mean, I have a Nobles ODR. It's well good, but also they're £100.
I know, this is very bizarre. And yeah, I've got to be honest, didn't even know this was a thing.
No. Well, I'm sure it's fantastic. I'm just, I get a bit, that Nobles ODR 1, or whatever it is, I think it is ODR 1. It's a fantastic overdrive pedal, and it can't be improved upon because it is just right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, what's interesting, going into number four, I'm surprised to see this on here, the EHX Slapback Echo Reissue.
Love it. Just Electro Harmonix back in.
Back in. I think the interesting thing with this is it was just dead cheap. So it was just like a good bit of fun. I'm sure Josh at JHS helped by doing a short video on it as well. But yeah, this is basically, I think, two or three fixed times? Well, and then you've just got a gain and blend and that's it.
To be honest, Matt, I only use delay for slapback on my pedal board.
Yeah.
I have it on all the time. And I use the Anasounds Utopia delay.
Right.
Because it has like a little bit of modulation. But on a slapback, you can't really hear that anyway. Mm. If I was starting from scratch and that was the sound I wanted, why not get this ridiculously cheap, very small pedal that sounds great?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. £73.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So, back, so very, very cool.
So that's number four.
Yeah, number three, Earthquaker Devices.
Yes!
White Light Legacy Reissue.
Yes!
So again, another limited product here, only limited to 2,000 units worldwide, based on the OD205 and Distortion Plus Circuit, MXR Distortion Plus.
There's been a lot of talk recently about Earthquaker Devices losing their, lordship over the boutique pedal.
I think it's interesting because, if you look at Earthquaker, if you look at Walrus, if you look at JHS, certainly Walrus and JHS have gone, Boss was always our first brand. They were the kind of, standard for beginners, and we want to have that kind of product as well. So you've seen things like the JHS 3 series or the kind of the Walrus, I can't remember what they call it now.
But they're kind of like
basic series. But all those companies that were really small boutique companies, and they are still boutique companies, in my eyes, but they are sort of like mid-sized big companies. They are the level beyond or just below, Boss, for example.
Yeah.
So, real boutique companies are still really small. People, maybe even like Ranger Effects, and they employ a few people, but I would still class them as quite small. Whereas Earthquaker, if you go on their website now, same as Walrus, you forget how many products they actually make.
And they're all so good.
And they it's not
the
really
ridiculous thing is on the Line 6 Helix, the overdrive that I'm using is the pillars. Which is a like £100 overdrive, but it's so good. They're so good. They're such a great company, and it's great to see them so high up on our list because I think forget how awesome they are.
What about number two then, Joe? What's your feeling on number two?
My feeling is great. I'm really glad it's there because I have got a lot of time for anything that is vintage styled. In a world of Strymon and Meris and Chase Bliss, it is lovely to see the simple retro effects, you know, getting their compliments. I don't know.
So it's the Electro-Harmonix JHS standard reissue, also standard version of the Lizard Queen Octave Fuzz. So the story here was that Joss at JHS got together with another guy who's a avid Electro-Harmonix collector, and they built what they would have designed as a 70s original product for Electro-Harmonix. They went and said, okay, if we were going to design a pedal for Electro-Harmonix in the 70s, it would be this. And they ended up making that as a limited edition big box version. And then also they then made a standard kind of nano version as well. So very, very cool and very, very popular. And again, it's Electro-Harmonix. It's very cheap. You know, you're looking at about £99.
A ridiculously affordable price. And, you know, I'm sure that price is half the reason why it's in at number two. Why not take a punt on a fantastic, well-built, built by some of the people who are the best effects pedal builders in the world? And they're giving you something for sub £100.
Indeed. Very, very cool indeed.
Which leads us to number one, which was a surprise. And we mentioned it at the start of the podcast. In fact, I sort of gave this one away. In at number one for Reverb, new pedals released this year, the Strymon Cloudburst Ambient Reverb.
Wow. I mean, it was big. It was popular. When was it launched? Was it much earlier in the year, beginning of the year, I think?
Much earlier in the year. Like, I think first or second podcast we were talking about it.
Yeah. I can't remember if it was a NAMM thing or not, but I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. It was, I think Anderson's did a video. It's very, very popular. Do you know what? I've not seen it on loads and loads of pedal boards. That's not to say that everyone who buys a pedal posts it on Instagram.
Yeah.
And also not being on Instagram as much. I'm not surprised I didn't see it.
No. No, I've seen it a bit. Like, I have seen it appearing. I think it takes its time to work its way onto live players' boards. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's definitely there. I mean, the thing is, 279, I'm not suggesting that's not a decent wedge of money, dear listener, but 279, that's very cheap for what it is.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's some of the, you know, unique ambient sounds from the Big Sky.
Exactly.
And, you know,
and not everyone wants to spend all that money on a Big Sky.
Well, exactly. And I think, you know, it's a clever move from the company as well, sort of repackaging what was popular in some of their other products and making just that popular sound available. And then being able to edit and adjust it in different ways. So, yeah, I'm not surprised that is that's number one. So that's number one of the best-selling new pedals released in 2023.
So where we go from here, Matt, is I figure maybe we move over to guitars right now and we do best new guitars of 2023. Yeah. Then we can come back and we can look at some of the other things. I did find the amp list. The amp list is there on Reverb, so...
Okay,
We've got that as well to go through. But maybe we'll do all the new stuff and then we'll see where we are, and maybe on Patreon we'll talk about the real nitty-gritty, dear listener.
Yeah,
that's
so,
the most popular pedals without them being new.
So best-selling new electric guitars of 2023. Is it the same? I'm just trying to check because
I think what you have to look at is they do overall best selling electric guitar, but then they do best selling new guitar, and then they're doing best selling used guitar, and that's how they're rolling it. But the thing is, dear listener, I think that I can't find how they're doing their criteria, but in best-selling new electric guitar of 2023, they have a number of things that have been out for years. So I think their criteria is, in fact, it has to be that it's sold new, not that it was made this year, because some of the things in there are definitely things that, unless it's stuff that has had new colors this year, but I don't know if we would count that.
Mm.
So we'll talk about this, but a lot of these guitars won't make their way into the Guitar Nerds list.
All right, where do you want to start, Joe?
Well, let's do top 10. There's no point going any lower than...
Yes, they do top 20 for guitars, but only top 10 in effects, don't they? So should we just do the top 10?
Here at Guitar Nerds, we're massive fans of StringJoy guitar strings, and you should be too. StringJoy, if you don't know, are the world's first true string custom shop, but they also do a whole bunch of standard sets made to the same super high custom shop quality. And one of my favourite things about just how lovely Scott and the team are is the StringJoy reward system, a bit like a Tesco club card, but cool. Every set of strings you buy earns you points. Each pack is worth $1 in points, and you can save those dollars and put them towards anything in the StringJoy merchandise store, which, when you have a bucket of guitars and you're always restringing them, makes for a whole bunch of points and thus free merch. It's just a little thing they've set up to say thank you, but I think it's testament to just what a super bunch of people they are and how deserving they are of your string business. StringJoy strings are available at stringjoy.com and at 400 plus dealers across the globe. If your local store doesn't stop StringJoy yet, ask them to. Yeah, let's do that. I mean, this is top 10. If you know what a testament to the big three, as I think we have to refer to them now, which is Fender, Gibson, and PRS, because they are dominating at the moment.
They really are.
Really, yes, are. They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
It's amazing. It's
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
You know, I think they've kind of found, I guess in some ways, found a new market by doing things that perhaps aren't as flashy and aren't as dentist as some of their previous.
I think I've got to start thinking about how I think about PRS, because they are dominating so much. I mean, We'll talk about them, obviously. There have been more Silver Skies released this year. We'll talk about where the Silver Sky is in all the lists this year and where it's been since it's come out. It's dominating. I am yet to see one on a stage. I've not played a gig with anyone playing a PRS. Yeah, that could be because, you know, I'm in a heavy prog band, so there is a lot of Gibson.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of offsets and stuff like that in what we do. But I have never seen one. I've never been to a gig and seen one.
Mm.
And I've never seen one at a show. So I think a lot of people just buy them, you know, to... I don't know what people do with them whilst they're looking at pictures of... of John Mayer on the internet. I don't know what they do with them, but I assume that's what they're buying them for, because it sure as shit isn't to play them at gigs. but no, I've got to stop doing that. So many people love him, and clearly enough to buy his guitars. They love, love, love him. Anyway, let's do the top 10.
And they did it in pink, and I think, to be fair, everyone buys the pink guitar.
Well, Matt, so, we're going to be talking about the Dead Spec on the Gear of the Year, and I think for the first time ever, I'm going to be getting well behind it, because that is a wicked guitar.
I think so.
It is a wicked guitar, and it's the first time for me that they've got it right, like they've really nailed it, but it is well good.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it looks great. Limited, I think, as well, to maybe only a 1,000 pieces.
Yeah, super limited. Such a shame, because it's the one that could turn me.
Yeah, I think it's it does look very, very cool. But should we do a rundown then, Joe?
Okay, in at number 10, PRS SE Hollow Body 2 Piezo to the Americans. Okay, yeah, fine. Like a double F hole, double cutaway.
I mean, this is the one that I always wanted as a kid. Because
is it?
Where's
Ballin?
Well, no, actually, Mike Einzinger from Incubus.
Oh, yes, of course. They were interchangeable for me as someone who didn't
always
listen to the email.
Always played one of those, you know, sort of in the early 2000s, and that was the one I always wanted. And for them to do it in a hollow body, I'm not so bothered about the piezo, but I love the hollow body, and I think it's very cool. And again, just, man, what a guitar for
1,200 quid. Whether you like the piezo or not, you can't argue that it offers a level of versatility unmatched by pretty much any other guitar on the market, and it's £1,200.
Yeah.
And you're getting PRS quality. I love the SE line, because PRS managed to keep enough of their quintessential quality whilst also retaining a reasonable price point. And
I would agree.
Very, very good. In at number 9 and number 8, we'll do those at the same time. We've got a double header of The Wrong Way Round. In at number 9, the Gibson Les Paul Standard 50s. In at number 8, the Gibson Les Paul Standard 60s. Excuse me.
Yes.
That is The Wrong Way Round. Since when did 60s Les Pauls become more popular than 50s Les Pauls?
I just wonder if people don't really, care, or actually play one and go, oh, yeah. It's such a mystery and legacy of different things, isn't it? And I think for me, we always did do quite a few of the 60s, certainly when we worked at GAC, because of that slimmer neck profile.
Yeah, people like it.
Yeah, so I think that was always a big thing. People like
it's a more modern neck profile. It's definitely that. But we're talking about £2,000 guitars here, so it's great to see two, you know, expensive instruments in the top 10. Often top 10s tend to be the, you know, stuff that, well, we will see, they are full of just the stuff that kids can buy, because you sell loads of those, you know.
And I think as well, you know, we've seen a lot of the custom shops and the Tom Murphys and all that stuff, and they're just crazy money.
It's
like, these aren't crazy money, and it's like, yeah, if you love Slash, and as so many people still do, and he is like the Gibson brand ambassador, it's like,
yeah
they're great value for money. They're the step up from the studio, and you've got a choice of basically the same guitar with a thick or a thin neck profile.
You've got a guitar for life there as well. If you spend $2,000 on a Gibson, that's it. You know, short of neck breaks, it's a guitar
Don't
for
drop
life.
It. but very, very cool. Very, very cool. Great to see that. Great to see both of those. So, in a number seven,
and here's the thing, in a number seven, there is also a guitar from this range in at 12 and 13. It is the Squire 40th Anniversary Series that came out this year. And it is their vintage edition Telecaster. Now, here's my hot take on Squire 40th Anniversary stuff. Mm-hmm. When it came out, it was like 500 quid. And I don't think, I don't know this, dear listener, I don't think they sold any. I don't think anyone bought them. Because I don't think they looked that good. I think they were all satin finishes, and I don't think anyone was actually that into
them. We did talk about it before, didn't we? We talked about it on
an earlier
podcast.
They were a lot of money, and they didn't look nice. Mm. And then, obviously, it came towards the end of the year. You can't really sell a 40th anniversary guitar new in your 41st year. So,
yep.
All of a sudden, they were being... Thomann were flying... These things were going for like 240 quid. On Thomann. I assume it was happening on Sweetwater in the States as well. So this guitar, I believe, is in here. And I, you know, this is slanderous. So I have no basis in reality for saying this, but I reckon this guitar is here because it got bonked out cheap, not because it deserves to be here.
Maybe. Yeah, I just, that didn't necessarily strike me as a really powerful launch this year, but you know, a cool guitar for the money now, but like you say, I think maybe a tad expensive on launch. And there's a lot of other great Squires that are even cheaper. You know, we've looked at the Sonic series this year. I've got one, and you know, they're amazing for the money. I'd actually say that was even a better launch for me this year. I think it was this year, Sonics.
Well, we really thought about putting the Sonics in our top 10, and it was like, God, this is such a, you know, but we did do it with the those Epiphones. But you know, they didn't quite make it, dear listener, into the shortlist, but the Sonics were great. Just a really good idea by Squire.
Indeed.
But, anyway, so that's number seven. In at number six, another, well, a Fender this time, the American Professional 2 Telecaster. Now, this is an instrument that wouldn't make it into the Guitar Nerds list because the American Professional 2 Telecaster is not new. The Professional 2 existed before this year.
Yes, indeed.
That said, if you are about to go out and spend money on a Fender and you're thinking of spending around £1,500 and it's your last Fender that you want, there are a few things out there better than an American Pro. I think if you're a gigging musician, then this guitar offers you the reliability and the versatility that, you know, is Fender absolutely to a T. I've gone from being very judgy about this series for being too modern to, you know, because Jay left the American Professional Jazzmaster in my house for the last 4 years. I have grown to love everything about that guitar and this range. I just think Fender doing it really right. Lovely to see a Telecaster actually in the top 10 this year after last year's The Year of Stratocasters.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, a great guitar for the money. Similar in, I think, a similar kind of breath as the Les Paul Standard 5060s. Great guitar for the money. Can't go wrong.
No.
Can't go wrong. I think number five, Joe, might be one of my favorite launches this year. And I haven't actually tried one, but I've said so many good things. I've watched so many great videos on it. So many people raving about it. It's the Dave Grissom SE DGT. So the PRS SE DGT, Dave Grissom Tremolo Signature. They do a couple of colors, but the main one is the gold top with the moon inlays. What a cracking guitar. Super simple, very versatile. Man. And it's £979.
It's sub £1,000. This is a great guitar. If you're a fan of the original Santana model, you know, or just PRS not being too blingy, just PRS going, this is a great guitar for any situation imaginable. This is a PRS that I would buy.
Yeah, I think this is potentially my favourite guitar of this year, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, you added it to our shortlist. It's going to be tough to beat, tough to argue against this one. It's a it's real great. The downside for me on this one is the finish. Gold top, or they did really? A sunburst. They did a tobacco sunburst. I just like something else. I don't like PRS sunbursts. They never look good.
But I like the gold top. I must admit, if I was going to buy a new guitar today, I would be very tempted. This would definitely be, you know, I'd say probably almost at the top of my list, I think. Very cool indeed.
Yeah. Yes. An excellent guitar. Okay. Next on our list, number.
Well, I would say, Joe, actually, maybe three and four.
Yeah.
And even two, very similar, because two is also the same as, in the same breath as number six.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. So three and four, or four and three, dear listener, are both the Fender Player series. And in at four, it's the Stratocaster. In at three, it's the Telecaster. That's right, dear listener. The Telecaster has beaten the Stratocaster this year when it comes to the Player series, which was not the case last year. Last year, it was something like all of the top five were Strats or PRS doing Strats.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. So, you know, players won't be included in the Guitar Nerds Gear of the Year because, you know, they've been out for years and years. But remain to be absolutely fantastic guitars for the money. Yeah, the fourth and the third.
Indeed.
The Strat in
indeed.
Fourth.
And number two, the American Professional 2 Strat.
Yeah.
So a Tele beats a Strat in the Player. But a Strat beats the Tele when it comes to the Professional 2. Very cool launch. I love the marketing for this. My favorite color in this line had to be Miami Blue. Just super, super cool. And again, can't really go wrong. 1,700 quid. That would be my pick of the bunch, I think, out of everything they do. Really? Huh? I would even take those over a custom shop, I think. I look at these. I just think there's a lot of custom shops, and I've seen a lot. I've played a lot. And you know what? I think this is as good as any. If you want to go super specific, sure. But, you know, if you really want a cool vintage guitar that sounds good and feels good, for me, it's just an absolute winner.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a great guitar. Which leads us to number one, dear listener. You know what it is. We know what it is. Unsurprisingly, the most popular guitar of last year is the most popular guitar of this year on Reverb. It is the PRS SE Signature John Mayer Silver Sky. My God, the dragon fruit color is actually cool. It's a Fiesta Red. They didn't have that last year.
I don't like that color. That's the color I don't like.
I do like that color. I'll tell you what I do like. The price point of £589.
Yes. Well, that's the S. The SE version.
It's the SE that's won.
I just realized that because I was looking at PRS Silver Sky and I was like, oh, yeah, that's not the same thing. Yeah, that's the color I don't like.
What?
I mean, it's to me, funny enough, I think it must have been the color that many people didn't like because I think that was the one they were doing super cheap.
No, it was the green.
I think the green was down at £489 earlier in the year or something crazy.
Wow.
I didn't realize because I think, is the Summit Purple new?
They did some new colors this year, yeah.
But that, yeah, I think that I'm into
the maple came out this year as well, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I'm into the purple. I think that's very cool. It's a shame no pink, but I get the reason why.
Technically, we could talk about the SE John Mayer Summit Purple maple model because the maple neck version came out this year.
Yeah. I must admit, I actually, for me, I think it's the Dead On spec is the coolest.
Oh, yes.
I think that's so good.
Yeah.
So cool. Great finish as well. But yeah, you know what? I've been thinking about, if I ever had the money, I would be tempted with a Silver Sky. I really would.
Yeah. Well, they're only 589 quid, mate.
That is true, but it's not pink, and I would love the Roxy pink one. Secondhand 1899. Maybe that's when we get into next year and we start modding some guitars, maybe we'll get one of those Sonics and I'll try and make it into a very cheap Silver Sky. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's a great idea.
Indeed. So that's the guitars and the pedals. We've got 5 minutes left, Joe. What should we?
We're gonna finish with amps. We're gonna take a look at amplifiers. And actually, we are gonna tack a little something extra on the end as well, Matt. But let's run through amps quickly before we finish. Now, amps have been such poor sellers this year that Reverb haven't even bothered separating them out. They've just given us the overall best-selling amps of 2023. That's all we've got, just an overall list.
I think there's just less new actual amplifiers launched this year, as we'll find out when we get to Gear of the Year.
Yeah, I guess so. So this is overall. This can be anything. And interesting to see. So top 10. In at number 10, the Orange Terror Stamp. Which I thought was called the Stomp, but they've said Stamp.
No, it is Stamp. Because you stamp on it? Yes, and because I think they're saying ST and then amp. So Stamp.
Oh, I understand. Right. Oh, I got that. I had that wrong all these years. Anyway, that's in at number 10. Okay, so good. Like a pedal board style amplifier. Yep, that's in line. That tracks. In at number 9, the Katana 100 Mark II.
Yep.
Still there in the top 10.
Yep.
In at number 8, the Katana Mini.
No, there
doubling.
You go.
Doubling.
Can you believe it? Katana 100 now. 4 years, Mark II.
Wow.
So there we go. And then, Katana Mini. I can't remember. We did Katana Mini in, 2017? So, yeah,
it's still
years.
Performing. That's unbelievable. And then,
but number 7, Kemper.
Kemper, still rocking it.
Profiler Stage. So this is the...
Pedalboard version.
The pedalboard version. And again, Kemper, they were there first and they are still selling well.
No one cares that the interface is rubbish. It's still a great sound.
It's interesting because they focus mainly on amps, that's in the amp category, yet we've seen so many people switch to things like Quad Cortex, which they're classing as a modeler. So, very interesting how they've done that. Number 6, something that we haven't talked about for a while, but it's obviously selling, Tonemaster Deluxe from Fender. So these are the solid state versions, and I guess I remember hearing them at NAMM. They do sound very good.
They're not solid state.
Is the Tonemaster Deluxe not solid state?
I thought they were digital.
But like a modeler, not valve.
But it's not class AB, is it? It's class.
No, it's class D. It's class D. Yeah, as far as I'm aware, it's class D. But it shows people switching away from the kind of valve amp things. And a surprise for you there at number 5, Joe, the Rumble 40.
A practice bass amp. There we go.
I think from a bass perspective, and I always remember this from working, more so in maybe Anderson's, but it's one of the only practice. If you're a bass player, a beginner bass player, it's basically your only option.
Yeah.
For something that's a little bigger than the Rumble 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
And £250, it's the equivalent of the Katana 50 for bass players, I guess. It's the number one selling bass combo on Reverb.
Yeah.
Number 2 is the Rumble 100. Number 3 is the Rumble 25, and number 4 is the Rumble 15.
In at number 4 is the Orange Micro Dark. Still, I can't believe it. Who's buying a Micro Dark still?
I didn't even know that it was still a thing.
Wow. I thought it was like a fun joke back when we were in a guitar shop in like 2013. I can't believe it's still selling now. And it's in the top 5 most purchased things.
Yeah, incredible. No, interesting. And I think the top 3 are
this is
unbelievable.
This is testament to the fact that I guess no one's gigging anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Number 3, Yamaha THR32WL.
The wireless version.
the wireless version. So I think that might come with the wireless dongle included, maybe. But THR has been a consistent seller for over 10 years now.
And that's great. Looks cool.
The two, you know, kind of really stepped up a notch. Number two, Katana 50. Unbelievable. I mean, as Reverb say here, convenience and size dominate the best-selling amps list with portable, lightweight, digital sound packed options, and Fender being edged out more traditionally minded or full-size amplifiers. So, you know, people are moving towards that.
Yeah.
So number one.
Number one.
The Positive Grid Spark 40.
Yep. I mean, it's great. I've got one. I've got the app. They release updates for it, Matt. I get new effects from Positive Grid. It's well good.
It's, I mean, they, you know, have been everywhere. You know, you could turn in any direction without seeing one of those.
No. They gave us like two.
Yeah. So it's crazy. But I definitely know it's been popular. A lot of people are using it. And also very much... that I think the thing with those amps is you can have that and you can have your big Fender or Marshall or whatever.
Yeah.
But everyone needs a reason to practice. Everyone needs a small amp.
Yeah.
But not everyone needs a Fender Hot Rod Deluxe.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. You know. So interesting. So effectively, if you wanted to be the person at the top of the trend, you'd be buying a SE Silver Sky, playing it through a what was the number one pedal? I've already forgotten.
It was the Cloud Lift.
You'd have an SE Silver Sky in Dragon Fruit going through a Cloudburst into a Bias Grid. If you've got all of those, you win Reverb Bingo.
Wow.
this year. So you go.
How about that?
Very cool. Very cool indeed.
So when Matt and I go over onto the Patreon, which we will do shortly, dear listener, we're going to talk about all the other things, the best-selling used pedals and guitars and stuff like that. And some of our favourite things probably from this year. But we're not going just yet because before we do, maybe I should have talked about this earlier, but dear listener, I wanted to talk about Lewitt mics. Okay, so we use Lewitt microphones for our podcast, as to 40 watt, as does, you know, 60 cycle hum. I don't know if Blake does over at Tone Mob, maybe, but Lewitt microphones are absolutely fantastic. You know, incredibly high quality microphones that are also very affordable, which is very good. You know, their LCT440 Pure, which is what me and Matt use, is like £250 and it punches miles and miles above its weight. Now, one of the reasons that we got onto using Lewitt microphones was because a friend of the podcast, Dan Pilver, started working there and became the director. You know, he obviously messages us and is like, you should try this, you should try that. Here's this mic. You know, give this a go. See what you think. And the mics are great. He's doing a fantastic job. There's, you know, it's testament to why that company have gone from being very small before his watch to being a mic company that everyone are talking about now. He's done something that's very, very awesome. His very own little project, the LCT440 Pure Vida Edition microphone. And the Vida Edition microphone has been produced because Lewitt have teamed up with the Austrian NGO, which is a rainforest of the Austrians, by acquiring 30,000 square meters of rainforest in Costa Rica and placing it under protection. So with every unit sold of the LCT440 Pure Vida Edition, part of the proceeds directly support the cause, which is a brilliant thing for an amplifier, for a microphone company to do, or, you know, almost out of nowhere. And it's a great mic. It's, in fact, the mic that I'm using, the very mic, the LCT440 Pure. The Vida edition essentially is in a gorgeous dark green. You can pick one up for like £245. Check it out. Listen to the sound samples. You don't just have to listen to this podcast or anything that we create. Listen to all the sound samples on their website to get a real idea, because I appreciate this is going to go through, you know, my production stuff, then whatever your
the company is you're listening to. Plus, it's being recorded online, so you know the audio quality is only going to be fair on this. Go listen to some of their demos because it's absolutely fantastic. But I have been putting together like a track where I wanted to use the Luit Vida for everything. So I've used it for the acoustic guitar. I've used it to mic up my Blues Junior for the lead guitar. For the backing guitar, the ambient guitar, I placed the mic over the other side of the room and I used it to record my partner Emma's vocals. So here is a little track made up just using that mic, just in real testament to how fantastic that very affordable mic is and how look, I do a podcast for a living and this microphone does everything I need for less than £300. So here is this track just before Matt and I finish up this podcast.
Yeah, excellent.
Bada boom, all with a really affordable microphone, dear listener. If you record at home, why wouldn't you get one of these? And, you know, save the rainforest, people.
Indeed, indeed. Great stuff.
Exactly, yes. Well, that, in fact, brings us up to the end of season 4 of the Guitar Nerds podcast, dear listener. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for continuing to listen to us all this time. We're going to head over to Patreon, patreon.com/guitarnerds. You can head over there too, dear listener, and listen. We've got several tiers. $1 a month gets you the main podcast advert free. Some people complain there are too many ads. Maybe I'll ask less people to advertise with us next year. At the second tier and the third tier, you get access to our Patreon exclusive content. At the $10 tier, I will I'll say your name. I'll introduce you and celebrate you at the end of every podcast. And I want to do that just as this is the last episode of season 4. So Matt and I are going to go over to Patreon now. But before I do, thank you so much to Nicholas Storm, Rocket Rob Patterson, Phil Sadler, Marcus Deluxe, Suresh, Dorsonic Pickups, Rob Witherden, Chris Franklin, Anton Fryant, Barry Gresbick, Steve Davis, Daniel Walker, John Conaway, Russell Healing, Yogi the Guitarist, Ty Allen, Kyle Harris, Sean Hughes, Andy Hoffler, Eric Hemmer, Jeffrey Wax, Dan Pilver, Brian Einsler, Dylan Griffiths, Mark Hazau-Kadowacki, Eric File, Peter Pesce,
Andy Manley, Joe Puttick, Blake Weiland, Phil Radomski, Dave Lee, Ross Edwards, Jason Wharton, James Dore, Jake Gray, Derek Rich, Scott Kennedy, Steve Merkel, Abe Matthews, Christopher Losith, Stephen Burke, Robin Smith, Kytopia the Band, JD Short, Andy McKenzie, Brad Page, Rob Nordvik, Scott O'Brien, and Moog Gravit. There we go. That was all our top tiers. So, yeah.
Happy days. Thank you very much for supporting, and thanks for another great year.
Yeah, thanks for another great year, dear listener. We'll see you on the Patreon special. The Gear of the Year special, or the Patreon, possibly. Farewell.
Goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.